yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. And today we are doing a special show on the tools for regenerating your body on my radio show. This is KTSA 550, and we also on Facebook Live. my show, Grow Young Like Me, The Truth Shall Set You Free. I see that Yvette is online already. Thank you for joining us, Yvette. And, you know, before I get started, I want to say that last week we had our regenerative stem cell seminar at the office. We had one at 11:30 and then one at 6:30 in the evening. They were both sold out, standing room only. We had to move the tables out of the room to get room for everyone, and people had to be standing up. It was a great two seminars. We had about 46 patients, people total. And no one wanted to leave. You know, the seminar was an hour, but people were there an hour after just chatting away because they were just enjoying the information that we shared. You know, our seminars are free, and they're very informative. So I just want to let you know that we are going to have another seminar. I believe it's next week, Thursday, the 27th, I believe, at 11:30 Thursday, and at again at 6:30 in the evening. If anyone's interested, they can certainly call the office, which is 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, and reserve a spot, because judging from last week, we're probably going to have to tell people, some people, that we don't have any room. Anyhow, so that's the first thing I want to announce. The second thing I want to announce is that, you know, it is June. Pretty soon it will be July. And in, you know, in August, I turned 29 again. Well, that means that in August, I got to turn back the clock. Yes. And the only way I can be 29 again is because on August 1st, I become 28. And then on August 17th, I become 29 again. And so in preparation for my 29th birthday, July is going to be my month of preparing my body for that transition, because I got to stay looking and feeling and function like I'm 29 again. So starting July 1st, I am going to go on my fasting mimicking diet, and I'm also going to add a little bit of HCG diet with it. I'm going to do a combination of my fasting mimic diet with HCG. And I'm going to do a little bit of exercise. I think I'm going to try to do at least 10 sessions, one-hour sessions. You know, that's a big upgrade for me. Normally, I can only do 30 minutes. So I'm going to do an hour twice a week for 4 weeks. That will give me 8 sessions of exercise, because I need to build my muscles back up so that when August 1st, my body will be the way I want it to be. And of course, I'm going to make sure that I optimize all my hormones, my nutrition. Everything is going to be the way I do it, so that my body can regenerate appropriately. I see Mary is in line on. Hi, Mary. Thanks for joining us. And I see the other Mary, Mary Guerrero and Mary Atkins, are both online. Thank you all for joining us. So July will be a month of great change for me and optimization. And so that's what prompted me to talk about the tools for regeneration, because these are what I'm going to be doing starting July 1st. And, you know, for me, I never tell anyone to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. So I am my male guinea pig, and Mary, my office manager, is my female guinea pig. And everything we're going to talk about, I do, and I've done for myself, so I know what's going on. All right, so before we start on tool for regeneration, let me just remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959, or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at all the other book outlets, and it's available everywhere. So I just want to make sure that it's also available on the Internet, and that would be at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. That's at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can look us up at the web at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So let's get into tools for regeneration. Before we can talk about a tool for regeneration, what does regeneration mean? Well, regeneration is what your body does. Your body does two things. It either regenerates or degenerates. All right? There's your regeneration, degeneration. You know, and up until about age 35, regeneration, which is the process of repairing your body, fixing things in your body, regeneration beats out degeneration. Degeneration is a process where your body is going into chaos, it's getting worse, things don't work out well, and things are going bad. Okay? So up until about 35, degeneration is losing to regeneration. After age 35, degeneration beats regeneration. And so you start getting older. Eventually, you die at around 78 to 80 years old, and hopefully the last 10 years, you were able to function properly. Hey, Art, great to see you join us here. All right, I'm pleased that you're able to do, and everything's going well with you. All right, so that's what typically is. So you improve until about 35, and then between 35 and 78, you gradually decline, and then you die. With regenerative medicine, the goal is to keep you functioning optimally after age 35. So you stay at your peak performance till you're about 104. And then on the day that you die, you ride your bicycle to your great-great-grandchild's home. You read her a book. You play some games with her. Then you go to bed and you don't wake up. And that's what regenerative medicine is all about. It's the art of fixing things. All right? So what does fixing things mean? You know, if you break a bone, let's say you break a bone in your wrist, you go to the doctor, the orthopedic doctor puts a splint on your wrist, and then when he's done, he says, it will be better in 6 to 8 weeks, and then you're gone. Well, what is happening in those 6 to 8 weeks? What's happening? Well, the orthopedic doctor sure ain't doing anything. All he did was put a splint on it so that you won't keep doing this and re-injuring the area. So what's happening? Your body is regenerating. All right? So let's look at it in a simpler way. Let's say that in the middle of the highway, someone dropped a bomb on the highway. Immediately, cars are scattered all over the place. There's fire trucks, there's police vehicles, there's all kinds of rescue personnel around. Everything's scattered. That's what a fracture is. That's what inflammation is. Basically, inflammation is chaos. The crime scene is blown out and everything is all over the place. That's what happens when you break a bone. See, all the blood vessels rupture. All the cells in the blood vessels, the white cells and the red cells, they scatter all over the place. And things keep pouring out. And things are a mess. Right? And then what happens next? Well, now your stem cells, which is a primary architect of your regenerative medicine, your stem cells in your wrist call for help. And stem cells from all over your body jump on a train and they rush to the disaster scene. When they get there, they assess the damage and they say, oh my goodness, we are really going to need to do some work here. So the first thing they do is they bring the dump trucks in and they start picking up all the garbage, i.e. they picked up all the destroyed cars, all the things that are off the road, all the dead bodies. They just pick all that stuff up, put it in a dump truck, and cart it away. That's the first thing that happens. Next, after we take care of all the stuff that's spilled all over the place, then we have to start repairing the leak so that the blood will no longer spill out. So you repair the leak of the blood vessels. Then you attend to the bone. And the stem cells secrete something called exosomes, which are peptides. And those exosomes, what they do is, you know, it's like if you take a car to the dealer, he puts it up on a lift, and then he hooks up the computer to it, and the computer says, does an assessment. The computer says, there's 5 things wrong with your car. And then the computer tells us how to fix each of the 5 things. All right? Well, that's what your stem cells does. It assesses the damage. It says, these are the things wrong with your fracture, your injury. And now we're going to have to find a way to repair the injuries. So the stem cells releases exosomes. Hey, George, great for you to join me. Exosomes are peptides, which then goes into the bone and tell the bone cells, we have diagnosed the problem here. You have to make these proteins to fix the problem, to fix the bony problem. And so the damaged cells in the bone start making the proteins that allows them to repair the damaged bone. Then the stem cells send different peptides into the tendons, into the cartilage, into the muscle, whatever cell type is there, and diagnoses the problem with the tendons, with the cartilage, and it forces the tendon cells and the cartilage cells to make the proteins required to repair the tendons, repair the cartilage, repair the muscle, and fix the problems. And this process takes about 6 to 8 weeks. So in 6 to 8 weeks, when your doctor takes this cast or the splint off, the bone is repaired. That's what you call regenerative medicine. It's not your physician that's fixing the problem. It's your physician inside of you, your stem cells fixing the problem. It's what we call regenerative medicine. Your body is repairing the damage. That's no different than if you get a cut. If you get a cut in your hand, you go to the doctor. He sews it up. Sewing it up just stops the bleeding and brings the skin together. It does not fix the problem. Your stem cells in the area regenerates the tissue and heals the problem and fixes the problem. So regenerative medicine is the art of fixing things by first diagnosing the problem and then your stem cells determining what's required to fix the problem. And this is what goes on throughout your body. If you have a problem with your liver or your kidney or your brain or your muscles or your bone, it doesn't matter. Your stem cells inside of you orchestrates the repair of the thing. You have stem cells in your skin, in your hair, in your teeth, in your bone, in your brain, in your cartilage. You have stem cells throughout your body and in every organ of your body. And the stem cells' job is when there's an injury to your skin, to fix the skin. Whenever there's injury to your heart, to fix the heart. Whenever there's an injury to your brain, to fix the brain. Whenever there's injury to your muscle, to fix the muscle. Stem cells' job is to fix. I call them your body's handyman. It is your body's doctor, the real doctor inside of you. So when you go to the doctor and you have a headache, and you are diagnosed with Tylenol deficiency, because they have to give you Tylenol to fix the problem, just remember, Tylenol deficiency does not fix the problem. All it does is put a Band-Aid on the problem, and then your body has to figure out a way to do it. But it's not just that. You know, you go to your doctor and you have diarrhea or constipation or you have vomiting or you have pain. You get a pain pill. You get a pill. And the pill is designed to get to take care of the symptoms, not to look at what the real problem is. Right? And so that's where we are here. So regenerative medicine is the art of fixing things, prescription or pill medicine, which is what we practice, is about putting Band-Aids onto your body. So if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, and you take that diabetic medicine or that high blood pressure medicine or that depression medicine, and you think that you don't have a medical problem because you take the medicine, and when I ask you, do you have any medical problems, you say, no, I don't. And then I ask you, why are you taking blood pressure medicine, or why are you taking diabetic medicine, or why are you taking antidepressants? You said, oh, no, it's under control. It is not a problem because it's under control. But, you know, 10 years from now, that diabetes is worse than it was today. That high blood pressure is worse than it was today. That depression is worse than it was today. Not only is it worse, it has caused other problems in your body. Just like if you have a flat and you drive your car, after a while that flat translates into other problems in the car. If you have a knee problem and you don't fix the problem, after a while it affects your other knee and then it affects your back. And now you have turned one problem into multiple problems. Well, when you have diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease and you take that pill, what you're doing is 10 years down the road, that diabetes have led to peripheral neuropathy. It has left to erectile dysfunction. It has led to heart disease. It has led to other problems by taking that pill. And so rather than take that pill, we are here to help you fix the problem. And that's what we do in our regenerative seminar, talk about repairing things. Now, I want you to understand something. It is great having great stem cells, but you still need raw materials. You see, when you break that bone, you need to bring in the concrete, and then you need to bring in the asphalt. Then you need to bring the steamroller to steam the stuff down. Then you need something to make the chalk lines and everything else. So you do need raw materials. So where do we get the raw materials from? We get raw materials from the foods we eat. That's the only reason why we eat something. We eat foods because our body needs raw materials. Now, there are lots of ways to get raw materials. You could take it orally. You could get it by an injection. You can rub it on your skin. Hey, Kathy, great for you to join us. And I see Michelle is also joining us. Thank you all for being there with us. So, you know, so you need raw materials to fix things. And so we also get raw materials in our veins. That's the most efficient way to get raw materials is in your veins. Unfortunately, you can't live being hooked up to an IV. So the way we get most of our raw materials is by mouth. Now, I want you to understand something. Just because you put it into your mouth doesn't mean it's in your body. All right? What does that mean? Well, between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body. Through your body. It is not inside your body. All right? That tube is an assembly line. How do I know it's not inside your body? Because if you were to swallow a dime today, that dime would be in your stool tomorrow. It went straight through your body. See, the only thing that can actually get into your body has to be microscopic. It has to be smaller than the cell because the cell brings it into your body. So your goal when you put something in your mouth is to digest it into a microscopic component. Hey, Larry and Michelle, great of you guys to join us. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it. Just for those of you joining late, we're talking for tools for regeneration, which is how you repair things in your body. So between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body, and it's an assembly line that's geared to help you digest the food you eat. So how does that work? Well, if you put starches or sugar in your mouth, starches as in a cookie or a baked potato or some rice, or if you have a candy, you put it into your mouth, you do not need to swallow. And that's because your saliva is a digestive enzyme. And so when you put that candy in your mouth or that cookie in your mouth, and you don't need to swallow, because that saliva breaks that starch down into sugar. And sugar is microscopic enough to get into your bodies. Your cells that line your lips and your tongue and your gums, they absorb that sugar straight into your body. So it doesn't need to go down your esophagus. Right? First part of digestion. Your stomach has two functions. Function number one is to digest proteins into amino acid, which is microscopic enough to get into your cells. The second function of your stomach is to sterilize the food you eat, so that when you eat your food, you don't get things into your body that doesn't belong in your body. So how does it work? First of all, acid, hydrochloric acid, is a digestive enzyme. Your pancreas secretes digestive enzymes that breaks down proteins and sugars and starches. Your gallbladder and your liver secrete bile, which is a digestive enzyme that digests fats into lipids. So you have lots of things that secrete digestive enzymes, and those digestive enzymes help you break down proteins into amino acids. You see, if I was to drop a strong digestive enzyme on my hand, it would make a hole through my hand, which means it would digest the proteins in my hand into amino acid. If I was to drop a weak digestive enzyme on my hand, it will make my hand red. Hi, Griselda. Great for you to join us. And I see Jackie's also there. Thank you all for joining us. So you want strong digestive enzymes to do the job. So let's say it's 5 o'clock and you have great digestive enzymes, a strong acid, and you eat a meal at 5 o'clock, a protein meal. By 6 o'clock, the meal is digested into amino acids, and the amino acid is absorbed into your body. Your stomach is empty, and the moment your stomach gets empty, your stomach stops secreting acid. If you have weak digestive enzymes, you are secreting the weak digestive enzymes, and at 10 p.m., you still have the weak acid mixed with the proteins that was in your stomach. And when you lie down, the acid mixed with the proteins comes up your esophagus. Unfortunately, your esophagus is not protected from the digestive enzyme, and so you get that burning sensation we call heartburn. And that burning sensation causes us to have a lot of discomfort. So we talk to our doctors and they put us on Pepcid and Zantac and Tagamet. Unfortunately, those reduce your digestive enzyme to make them less strong. So the burning goes away. But not only does the burning go away, that protein meal is now hamburger. It's not microscopic and it doesn't get into your body. And what ends up happening is that it goes into your stool. So having weak digestive enzymes or taking Zantac or Tagamet, they reduce what's absorbed into your body. It makes the meal worthless. What you could have done was you could have gotten digestive enzymes, or you could have gotten acid like betaine, HCl, that you can get from Whole Foods, which would be make stronger acid. And go from there, all right? So, you know, the first portion of my radio show is coming to an end. So I just want to remind my radio listeners that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. We are on Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, all the other book outlets. Also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can check us out on the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. All right? Thank you all for the first portion of our radio show. Now we'll go on to our second portion of our radio show. Now, again, we're talking about tools for regeneration. And I just want to remind you all that we do have a regenerative medicine seminar at our office on Thursday, the 27th of June at 11:30 and at 6:30 in the afternoon. It's RSVP. Last week, our seminar was totally sold out. We had standing room only. It's a free seminar, and we talk about a lot of the things we're talking about today. And we put it in layman's terms so that you can understand how to regenerate your body or how to help your body regenerate. So thank you all very much. We will catch you all next week.